Chapter 9. Income Autopilot 1. Finding the Muse. Just set it and forget it. Ron Popeil, founder of Ronco, responsible for more than $1 billion in sales of rotisserie chicken roasters. As to methods, there may be a million and then some, but principles are few. The man who grasps principles can successfully select his own methods. The man who tries methods ignoring principles is sure to have trouble. Ralph Waldo Emerson. The Renaissance Minimalist. Douglas Price was waking up to another beautiful summer morning in his Brooklyn brownstone. First things first, coffee. The jet lag was minor, considering he had just returned from a 2-week jaunt through the islands of Croatia. It was just one of 6 countries he had visited in the last 12 months. Japan was next on the agenda. Buzzing with a smile and his coffee mug in hand, he ambled over to his Mac to check on personal email first. There were 32 messages, and all brought good news. One of his friends and business partners, also a co-founder of LimeWire, had an update. Last Bamboo, their startup poised to reinvent peer-to-peer technology, was rounding the final corners of development. It could be their billion-dollar baby, but Doug was letting the engineers run wild first. Samson Projects, one of the hottest contemporary art galleries in Boston, had compliments for Doug's latest work and requests for expanded involvement with new exhibits as their sound curator. The last email in his inbox was a fan letter addressed to Demon Doc and praise for his latest instrumental hip-hop album, Onlyness version 1.01. Doug had released his album as what he termed open source music. Anyone could download the album for free and use sounds from any track in their own compositions. He smiled again, polished off his dark roast, and opened a window to deal with business email next. It would take much less time. In fact, less than 30 minutes for the day and 2 hours for the week. How much things change. 2 years earlier, in June of 2004, I was in Doug's apartment checking email for what I hoped would be the last time for a long time. I was headed to JFK Airport in New York in a matter of hours and was preparing for an indefinite quest around the world. Doug looked on with amusement. He had similar plans for himself and was finally extricating himself from a venture-funded internet startup that had once been a cover story and his passion, but was now just a job. The euphoria of the dot-com era was long dead, along with most chances for a sale or an IPO. He bid me farewell and made a decision as the taxi pulled from the curb. Enough of the complicated stuff. It was time to return to basics.